This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. There's a new Indian-run casino in Vanderbilt, north of Gaylord along I-75. It's a small facility, just a few dozen slot machines and little else. Its opening came as a shock to the state and to several Indian nations in northern Michigan who contend it's illegal. The new casino opened so quietly earlier this month that its nearest competitor knew nothing about it.
I heard 9 and 10 News was traveling over there to view the opening, so that's how we found out.
Ken Harrington chairs the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. His tribe owns a much larger casino about 30 miles away in Petoskey, the Odawa Casino Resort. Harrington says the really weird part about this is that the tribe that owns this new casino, the Bay Mills Indian community, had only days before talked with him and other tribal leaders about that land. Bay Mills officials said they were going to use the land for elk hunting.
And then they surprised us like 7 to 10 days later with a casino opening.
It's not the normal way of doing things. Harrington says he did know Bay Mills was interested in opening a casino in Vanderbilt eventually. But normally, there'd be an application process with the state, and the land would have to be placed in trust with the federal government. That limits the number of places a tribe can have a casino. Bay Mills Chairman Jeff Parker has not been answering calls from news organizations, including IPR, but the tribe's newspaper has published statements contending that Bay Mills had every right to open the casino as it did. The Bay Mills News also touts the Indian Nation as a pioneer in the gaming industry, leading the way for tribes across the U.S. to have gaming back in 1984. And the speculation today is that Bay Mills now wants to make it easy for tribes to open casinos pretty much anywhere they want. Several other tribes are none too happy. James Nye has been hired to represent 5 tribes all staunchly opposed to the new Vanderbilt casino, including the Grand Traverse Band and the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe. Nye says if Bay Mills can open this way in Vanderbilt, communities all over should be concerned.
Under that theory, they could purchase land downtown Detroit, downtown Port Huron. They could even go to New York City or Miami Beach, Florida, and there'd be no different scenario from the legal theory that they put forth in Vanderbilt. So it should be very troubling, you know, not only to the tribes that have expressed opposition to this, but also to many communities around the state of Michigan.
Of course, if Bay Mills can open a casino wherever it wants, so could Nye's clients, other gaming nations. But he says the tribes don't want that, that could end up causing public opposition to Indian gaming. The state is also concerned.
The new casino was an immediate concern as soon as it opened.
Joy Yearout is the spokeswoman for the state attorney general.
And we're definitely following additional concerns that are raised by the other tribes. This is an issue that could have an ultimate impact statewide.
Yearout declined to elaborate on what that meant. The AG's office met last week with the Bay Mills tribe. Yearout says this is not the way tribes have opened casinos in the past, but it's too early to call the move illegal. Back in Petoskey, Little Traverse Bay Chairman Ken Harrington is not happy with the wait-and-see posture taken by the state.
I think the state here is liable, and they're at fault for not having a policy and a procedure in place for an unauthorized or illegal opening, such as we have today.
Harrington says state officials should have gone straight to Vanderbilt and shut that casino down. He says it's not fair competition, based on an agreement his tribe has with the state to operate the casino in Petoskey. And come the first of the year, he plans to withhold millions of dollars in revenue-sharing payments from the state, because he says Michigan has failed to protect its agreement. Tribes say expect lawsuits before this is over. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.